Mishnayis Masechet Shabbos Perek Tes is learned to the Nishmas Rerelke Bas Reb Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away in Achron Shel Pesach Yalofen Tov Shinayin. Mishnayis is learned to the Nishmasa to benefit her soul. Pei Nishmasa Tzur Reb Tzur Chaim Perek Tes Mishnal Omer Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Akiva, Menayin Lavedus Gilulim Shemitamei B'Masek. Where do we know that a Avoid the Zohar, an idol, does make something else, the person is defiles, the person makes him tummy, when a person carries an Avoid the Zohar, just as a Nida, a woman who is a Nida, is mitam Shinemar, because it says in the Pasik, Tizrem Kimeidova Tse Toimer Loi, you should make the Avoid the Zohar strange of you, just as a Nida is estranged from her husband. This is what you go ahead and tell him. Ma Nida Tumo Kimat Me Kimat Bimaso, just like a Nida is Metame, a person that carries her, Afavidus Giluli Metame Bimaso, likewise the idols, they are Metame, they defile the person who carries them. Says the Bartanura, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Menayin Lavei Des Gilulim Shem Metame B'Masa, Aydil Il Bas Machta. Since in the previous chapter, in the last Mishnah, he deals with a Smachta, which we're leaning on the verse, Gabi Cheres, with regards to a piece of clay, when he talks about the Shiurim of what size you're Chayv when you carry it out. And he learned that from Asmachta, so Noket Nami Lahani Kuroi, so he's also mentioning these Psukim, the Asmachta, which are also learned out as a leaning on the Pasuk. Ukra, the Tizrem Kimeidova, the Pasuk, that Tizrem Kimeidova, that it should be a strange, like a Dova, like a Nida, Husamuch Likra, it's close to the Pasuk, the Lo Yimotse, as brought down before. Bim chitose cheres lachtif eish mikoid. The icy leil that he brought down before in the previous Mishnah, in the previous chapter. Inami, another reason why he is talking about these things over here, mishum deboy lemisna, because he wants to learn later on minayin shemar chitzim nasamila v'chul, as we'll see later on in the perek. From where do we know that you wash the mila v'chulu tana l'hach minayin de domelo? That's why he writes this minayin from where, which is similar to that case, as we'll see later on. Metame b'masa. A nida is metame b'masa. Hanoisa oisa, one who carries her yichabes begodov, needs to wash his garments. Afilu sheloi nogaba, even if he hadn't touched her. Kegoin shehoisa bekupa, she was in a pile. Okiyetzba, and similar to situation where you don't actually touch her, but you're just carrying her. Bafligu rabban nole de Rabbi Akiva, but the chachamim disagree on Rabbi Akiva. Ve'amri, and they say in metame. Ella b'mako, that she does not defile only by touching her. Kisheretz, just like an insect, that you carry an insect without touching, you don't become tummy. And likewise, avedah zorah, you only become tummy if you touch it. V'alochi kechachom, loch is like the chachomim, and you're not metame b'masa, like a nida, but rather b'maga, like a sheretz. The pasuk that Rabbi Akiva brings is Tizrem Kimei Dova. Kolaymar, that means to say, what is Tizrem Kimei Dova? You beinecho, they should be in your eyes, Kizorim. So the word Tizrem means strange. It should be as strange to you as stranger, Kimei Dova, just like a woman who is a Nida, Kisha Nida, just like a woman is a Nida, Kidiksiv, as it says in Vayikra Tezvav. V'hadova bin nidosa, and the one has the flow with a nida. So the dova is the woman who nida. Uvavedes gilulim ishto yikroi. That pasuk is talking about the zora, so the zora should be treated like a nida. Mishnah beis umenayin lisvina she tohayrof. Where do we know that a boat remains always pure, even if it touches a tumah, it does not become tamei, does not become defiled? Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk, "Derech oni yebelev yom," the way of a ship is in the middle of the sea. just like a sea does not become tamei, likewise the ship also doesn't become tamei. Minayin la aruga shishisha tvachim shishisha tvachim. Where do we know that an aruga, a row, a piece of ground is the size of 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim, which is 1 amma ve'amma, shezoidim b'soicha 5 zroinim. So that you are permitted to sow in it 5 different types of vegetables or grains is arba, and 4 of them, 4 different kinds, barbaruchis haruga, on the 4 sides of the row. Each side you can sow another kind, and in the middle you can sow a different kind. So where do we know this from? Because the pasuk says, "Keep ka'aretz teitzi simcha." Just like the earth, it gives out, it sprouts forth. Uchigino zerueho satzmiach, and just like a garden, it makes sprouts her sowings. Zara. So her sowings, which means one kind, loynemar, does not say elazru eho, but it says her sowing is in a plural. That means several different kind. So the Mishnah says that it's 5 types that you you can, 5 different species you can sow, not more, because otherwise it will be kilayim. We'll see in the Bar Tanura. The Mishnah said, where do we know that a boat always remains toyer? That means that a boat cannot accept, does not accept tumah. Because the pasuk says, derech aniya b'lev yam. Upshita. But that's obvious, the aniya b'lev yam, that a boat is in the heart of the sea. He. Elalashminon, but this is coming to teach us, the svina hareiki yam, that a boat is treated like a yam. Ma yam toher, just like the sea is toher, avsina tohera. Also, the boat is toher. Vafilu hi shel cheres, even if the boat is out of clay. Vafilu tuuna biyabosha veridu leyam, even if it was loaded on the dry land and then they brought it to the yam, it's toher. How do we know that a piece of shishal shisha tvachim you can shezoirim bo chamisha zirenim? You can sow in it 5 different types of sowings, different seeds. And there is enough that is sufficient in there to separate amongst them a proper separation, and it's not considered to be a mixture. And so, where do we know this? Arba, how do you sow them? Arba ba'avruches aruga. You plant 4 in 4 sides of this area of the row. Memale is kol haruach. You fill the entire side at samuch likeren, up to close to the corner. Ube emsa, and in the middle in Israel a garden. In the middle, he can only sow 1 seed, 1 kernel. Kedeshi yia garden shebe emsa. So it turns out that the kernel, the seed that is in the middle, rochik gimel tvachim, is 3 tvachim distance min ha zerua shebechol ruach, from the seed that was planted in every side. The shir yinikas kol zera, because the amount that each seed nourishes is tafach umechza, is 1.5 tvachim. V'afal pi she'etzel akrones shebiruches hazroim kreivim zalazeh. And although when it comes to the corners that are in the 4 sides, the seeds, the different seeds are close to each other. There is no distance of 3 tvachim. And they nurture 1 from the other. There is nothing to worry here. Because the Torah only cared about the mixture alone, not the nourishment. The loy lahaviv iruv should not be a mixture. And for nurturing, we don't worry. As we learned in the Mishnah, if there was a fence in between, between the 2 different kinds of species, this one can bring his seed to the fence from this side. and the other one can bring close to the fence on the other side. Although they nurture from the below, and in this case there is a lot of by our case there is a lot of recognition. This side is ruot sofin v'dorim, that this one is planted south, north and south. Ruach zu, and this side is ruach mizrach umayriv, east to west. I mean, from one side is between north and south, and the other side is mizrach umayriv. So there's like a totally looks going in different directions. Avo ben zedah haem tzoy lizeroin yaharuches, but in between the middle seed to the seeds that are on the sides, in heker, there is no recognition. The imekarbi, if you make it closer than just one seed, habirvuf, that would be a mixture. Hilkuch tzarik harchek de inika. So therefore, you need a distance way of the nourishment, and that's why you can only put one seed in the middle. And we learn this from the pasuk in Yeshaya Samachalef. It says ki ka'oretz toitzi simcha. Toitzi takes out is chat. Is one. Tzimcha, another one is chad. Zeru'eha is trei. And then tatzmiach is again another one. Hari chamisha. So you have five. V'shisha tvachim leko lemelef mikro. But that this is within an area of six tvachim, that's something we cannot learn out from the verse. Elo kim luhu l'rabbanon. But the rabbanon have it by tradition. The hei zereinim v'shisha tvachim, that six seeds, different types of seeds, and six tvachim, the yonki aruches min hamtzoi. So the side ones do not nurture from the middle one, lo hamtzoi min aruches, and not the middle one from the side ones. The shiri nikas kol zera, because the amount that each seed nurtures is tefach umechtz, is a 1.5 tvachim. Ilkach kiram is lekra, when the Torah hints chamisha zir inim, that five seeds. So that hint that has to be baruga bashisha tvachim kamer. It's talking about in a line in an area that is six tvachim. Umsechta kilayim pirashti hilchis aruga. In the chapter kilayim, I explained the laws of aruga. Uprotiso, and the details of digdukeho and the specifics. Vikan kitzarti, and here I have just written in short. Mishnah Gimel. Menayin lepaletes shichva zera b'yemashlishi shitmeya. Where do we know that if a woman expels the shichva zera from her on the third day after having a relationship with the with her husband, that she would be tamei? Shenamar, because the verse states in the pasuk, "Hayunachonim l'shloishis yomim, you shall be prepared for 3 days that they should not have any relationship with a woman, because on the fourth day, Hashem will give the Torah." So why did Hashem say that they should not have a relationship for 3 days before? In order that the women should also remain Tahir. So then you can give the Torah for everybody. Therefore, God waited till the fourth day, so everybody is Tahir. From where do we know that you are permitted to wash around the circumcision on the third day after the boy was circumcised, even if the third day is Shabbos? Because it says in the pasuk, "Vahi b'yom hashlishi b'yosim koyvim." It was on the third day when they were in pain from the circumcision. So we see that in the third day after the circumcision, so the child still has pain. Therefore, you can wash the circumcision, even if the third day is Shabbos. Menayin shekoyshrim l'shen shel zohoris b'reish soir amishtaleach. From where do we know that you would tie a wool which is combed out like a tongue? It was red colored on the head of the soir, on the head of the goat that was sent away to the desert to get killed. Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk, "Im yu chatoichem kashonik, kashonim." If your sin will be red, just like a red thread, kashalagabino, so then they will become white like snow. It says the Bar Tanura, How do we know that when she gives out the shechozer in the third day, she's tmeya? She's tmeya. The yom hashlishi akati loy misarcho shechozer. For the third day, the shechozer does not yet become protrude. V'ruya liklit, and it still is fitting to be absorbed. V'liyos vlad noitzerim, and a child to be created of it. V'karinon ba, and we would refer to that shechvazera roi lazria, a shechvazera which is fit to sprout. But l'shloshes yamim, the pasuk says you have to be for the third day. The hikpid akosuv, the Torah was cared about al tmei kerib matan Torah. On those who are tamei of a keri on by the giving of the Torah, the kach hifrishim shloshu yamim, and that's why the Torah separated them 3 days, the men and the women. V'lechosh, and he didn't care im yaflitu achakach b'yimrivi, if they're going to put it out, it's going to come out afterwards on the fourth day lahafrosha, after the separation. Because at that time it becomes putrid and it's not fit to sprout. Upsak halocha, and the ruling of the halocha is shehav paletes bayim mashlishi tohir, that if she gives it out on the third day, she would be tohir. Umasnisim mishabeshlihi, and this mishnah is a mistake. Utrei minyan v'tarni minyan lepaletes shechazera. And we have to learn that menayin lepuletis shechazera b'yem hashlishi. How do we know if she gives it out on the third day? Shehi tahira, that she would be clean. Shenamar hayinuchoinim l'shloishis yom, be ready for the third day. U'shloishis yom damar kara, and when the Torah says 3 days, haynu liyom hashlishi, that is the third day. The b'yom hashlishi lafrosha nitnu tahira, because the Torah was given on the third day of separation. And therefore, she would be tohir. Inami, another possibility is that loy mishabeshtehi, it's not a mistake. El rabbonon, the Rabbeleze ben Azariah, this goes like the rabbonon who disagreed with Rabbeleze ben Azariah. The Sviriluhu, they hold hapeletis veyem hashlishi tumeya, one who comes out the shechazer on the third day is tamei. Veleisil chaser kavasayu, but the loch is not like the rabbonon. Menayin shemerachzin v'chulu. How do we know that we would wash the mila on the third day? Zog de Bartanura, afilu bechamim shehuchmu b'shabbos, even with warm water that had been warmed on Shabbos. The av b'yoyim hagimul, for also on the third day mesukin hu, he's considered in danger. V'kol shikein rishen, and goes without saying, the first day v'sheni and the second day, hamayim chamim machazikim leguf, the warm water, they strengthen the body, hatinuk, of the baby, leguf hatinuk, umavri noizin, to make him healthy. How do we know that you tie l'shoin shel zohiris, a tongue, a red tongue, k'min l'shoin shel tzemer, it's sort of a tongue made out of wool, odim, a red one, ha yukoshrin, chatzi b'roish, hasoyer hamish aleach, half of it would be tied on the head of the goat that has been sent away, l'azozel, to Azazel, to the mountain, to be thrown off the cliff. V'chetzio, and the other one, b'tzoik, Avud was on the sharp, on the pointy, on the high, on the rock, on the peak. And k'shoyedoich ha'sor l'mata, when he pushed the goat down below, ha'yehaloshinahu malbin, that tongue, that red tongue, would whiten. V'yodin, and we know, they would know, sheniskapra v'niseim, that their sins have been forgiven. Mishneh Dalet. Minayin li sicha shehi kishti b'yom kippurim. From where do we know that for anointing oneself with oil on Yom Kippur is prohibited just as drinking on Yom Kippur? Ava pishen ray ledavar, although there is no evidence to this, zecher ledavar, nevertheless there is a remembrance to this, shenemra, because it says in the pasuk, v'tovei chamayim b'kirbei, it came like water to his inside, u'chishemem v'atzmeisov, as oil in his bones. Says the Bartanura, menayin l'sicha she'ikish siya, how do we know that anointing is just like drinking? Says the Bartanura, lo'ikish siya mamash, it's not actually like drinking, l'chiyuva l'akora, is to obligate one kores like he would for drinking. Eloshi asura, but rather just that it is prohibited. Mishnah Hay, hametzi eitzim kede levashel beitzakala. If one takes out wood, it's sufficient to be for the wood to be able to cook a piece of an egg the size of a fig of a chicken, as it is broken up and it's poured on a frying pan. Then you'd be chayv. Tavlin, if you take out the spices, it's enough to give taste in a small egg of a chicken, which is quick and easy to cook. Then you'd be chayv. If one has several types of fragrances, several types of spices, and each in itself cannot give the taste in the egg, but only by all the spices together, they'll give a taste. So then the counting would be that all these spices together as one, and he would be liable if he carries them out on Shabbos. Klipe egoizim, peels of nuts, or klipe dimoinim, or peels of pomegranate, or istis, it's a blue kind of a dye, ufua, it's a red kind of a dye, if you can dye with them one of the any of these kinds, beged cotton, a small piece of a garment, bas vacha, which is it's like on the top of the hat, of the kind of a piece of material. So if you carried out that on Shabbos, then you would be liable. Made a glayim, the urine, neser, soap, which is a type of a earth that you can clean off a spot with it. Ubaidis, that's a kind of a grass to clean a spot, dirty spot with it. Or kumulia, it's a kind of a grass that if you drink it, oh no, sorry, you don't drink it. This is a kind of a grass that when you dry it out, and then you grind it down, you make it like dust, and then you wash your hands, kind of a soap. It's a soap to wash your hands, or the ashleg. It's another type of a grass that you use to clean your hands. And kedei lechapis bohen beged cotton bisvacha. So if you can take with that amount that you are carrying out from one of these above mentioned, you can wash with it a small piece of garment which is on the top of the of that hat of the svacha, then you would be chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, if with the piece that you carry out you can clean out a spot, then that make you chayiv. Says the Bartanura, the wood has to be in order to be able to cook a light egg, beitza kalav. That what is a light egg means a beitzas tarnagoilis. That's an egg of a chicken, she kala levashil, that is easier to cook. Yosu mikol shar beitzim, more than all other eggs. V'lei kidei levashil kula. Also, you don't have to be able to wash the entire, cook the entire egg. Ela kigregris mimen, only a fig, size fig of it. Terufo nesuna beilfas, as it's been banged up and it's placed on a frying pan. Umitztarfin, and you can combine kol mini tavlin zeim ze, all different kinds of spices, one with the other. Then how much is the astis, that's nil b'losh narvi, it's a dye that is close to blue. Upua, that's a shodesh esa, that's a root of a grass, that you color with it red, u'ba'arvi alpuha. B'svacha, you have to have to, that you can dye with it a small piece of garment in the svacha. B'svacha, that's b'reish ha-svacha, that's on the top of the svacha, she'osim ki-kliya, that is made, woven, noisnim ad-bege, they put a small piece of garment. Neser, that's min adomahi, that's a type of a earth, mazhir, it shines, v'kodim le alus belaz, it's called alus in our language. Boiris, that's min tzemach, that's a type of a growth, shemenakum attire, that cleans and makes and purifies. Kemunya, that's an asif, that's a grass, shemenakim b'aforis yedaim, that with its dust, you clean your hands, lahabiras azuma, to remove the grease. Vashen shas, in the language of the Gemara, kari sholov dutz. Shleiv dutz. Ba'arvi karim lay al-kili. That was called al-kili. Va'ashlag, the bartunur lay sparish limahu. It's not explained to me what it is. So all these were for a baget cotton to wash a small garment. And Rabbi Yehuda says, to remove al hakesem hanimtze bebeged, that if there's a spot on the garment, ve'en yedu im dam nidahu im lav, and it's not known whether that's a spot of blood or not, mavir nalo shvir dvorim, you pass over it seven different types, livdek oisoy bohem, to check that spot with the different types of cleaning agents, umiklolom ar samonim alolu. And some of them are these four spices, but in Allah Rabbi Yehuda, Allah not like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Ashir is less lasacher ben beged cotton bisvacha. Mishnah Vav, palpelas kolshu pepper, any amount you'd be chayv you carry out. V'itron kolshu itron, any amount you carry out. Mini b'samim mini matchis b'samim for smelling. And metal kolshein, any amount. Me'avna mizbeach, if he carries out from the stones of mizbeach, u'ma'ofra mizbeach, or from the sand of the mizbeach, me'kak svarim, from the svarim that have become spoiled or ruined, u'me'kak mat p'chiseyim, and from the spoiled mantles and cloths, kolshu, any amount you carry out, she'matznizin oisum l'goinzom, because they are put away to hide them as a treasure. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Avameitzim imsham shavet zgilulim." Even if you carry out from those that serve idols, kolshu, any amount you carry out b'chayv shenema, because the pasuk says, "Leitbiyak biot chamuma menachedim," that nothing shall collect itself or stick to you, to your hand, even anything from the Avedezor, from the idols. And when you carry out a small piece from the Avedezor, that's considered a whole melacha. So the Bartanur of Vav, Pilpeles Kol Shehu, the Chazil Rei Chapeh, because that's fit for the smell of the mouth, veins, the Pilpelamotz Beinenu. That's not the pepper that is amongst us, by us. Itron Kol Shehu, says the Bartanur, Shem Rapin Boy, because you heal with it, with the itron, mishyesh l'keev, one who has a pain, chatzir rosh, or half a head, mini besomim kolshein, different types of good smelling stuff, anything, l'reach toy, for a good smell, mini matchas kolshein, kinds of metal, any amount, sheroi lasis mehem darbun cotton, because you can make from them a small darbun, mekak, that's rekev anifel, that's the rot that falls, misvorim oy matpachas shabalu, or from the, either the books, or from the cover that have become ruined, loshin hamok himek besori, coming from loshin himek besori, that his flesh has become wrinkled in Zachari Dalad. And the reason is shabbat nidas in the goyzen zone, because even a small piece you hide it in order to put it into the geniza and to put it away. She called dover kodesh ton geniza, because any item which is holy requires putting away and burying it. Bavi Dezora too, he brings down Rabbi Yehuda, says, because he says liyut b'biot chamu'uma alma, so we see chashvei kro lo'isra, so we say that the Torah, we see that the Torah has made it important to prohibit it. V'tikun gadol hu'oisei, and he's making a big correction shemeitz avid gzolim ebeisei, for when he takes out the avid gzolim from his house. But vein alocha ki Rabbi Yehuda, alocha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishneh Zayin, Hamaytzi kupas areichlin, if he carries out a basket, like from those that deal with the spices, they carry spice in the basket to sell it. Afo pishiyesh b'minim harba, although in the basket there are many different kinds, nevertheless in a chayv al chatas achas, he would only be liable for one chatas. Zerune gine, if he takes out kernels that you sow in the garden, afilu pachos migregris, even less than a fig, he would also be liable. Rav Yudim Seder says chamisha, that five kernels, if you carry them out, you would be chayev. But if you take out zera kishuim, kernels to so as squash shnayim, then you need on two kernels, or zera diluyim. If it's for the seed of diluyim shnayim, then on two you be chayiv. Or zera pula mitzri, kernels to sow this pula mitzri, then you'd need shnayim too. You'd be chayiv chog of chay toher if you carry out a living grasshopper that you're permitted to eat kol shu, any size it is, you'd be chayiv. Mace, if it's a dead grasshopper, I'm sorry, not a grasshopper, a red locust, we're talking about a locust, a very small locust. So it's a small one, so you'd be chayiv kegregres. If it's the size of a fig, then you're chayiv. Tzipoires kramim, if you take out a bird that flies amongst the wine orchards, bin chayiv, whether it's alive, bin mesa, whether it's dead, kol shuhu, any size it is, you'd be chayiv. Shemat nesh lerefua, because that is hidden for a medicine. Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda says, afa meitzi, even if one carries out chogav chay, tome, a living locust that you're not allowed to eat, is kol shuhu, any size is you'd be chayiv. Shemat nesh lekotin lischog boy, because that is hidden, it's put away in a side and hidden for a child that he can play with it. Says the Bar Tanuda, Hamaitzi Kupas Haroichlim, one who carries out this basket of the peddlers. Haroichlim, says the Bar Tanuda, Meichere Besomim, those are people that sell spices, the fragrance, like Shuti Noshim, for the ornament of women. Yeshlam Kupas Kitanes, and they have small holders, Litzredis Abesomim, to the bundles of the different spices or the fragrances. And Echai Velchatas Achas. He's only liable for one chatas, the kulon chode itzohi, because it's all considered to be one carrying out. The seed of a garden, pachus mikigregreis, that will be less than the size of a fig, says the Bar Tanura. Av al gav decholo ichlim shiurim kigregreis, although all kinds of foods, the amount, the shiur is like the size of a fig. Hani, but these, kiva delizidi akaima, since they are used and they're standing to be sown, afilu b'pachos mikigregris, even less than the size of the fig. Nami mechayv also chayv. Ein aloche k'Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. The aloche is not like Rav Yehuda ben Beseira that says shayim rechamishu, says five. Zera kishuin, the seed of kishuin choshu mishar zirei negina. That's more important than the rest, than the other seed of the garden. Likewise, the seed of the diluyin, the zera pul hamitzri, which is currently pasli belaz. That's why you'd be chayiv for two. You don't need the size of a gregris, or even pachos miki gregris. A chog of chay kol shuhu, a living locust, any amount, matznines lekodin lischuk, because that's hidden, put away for a child to play with it. But meiski gregris, but a dead one is like a size of a fig, kedin sharoichlim, like all other food. I mean, it's talking about a one that is permissible to be eaten. Today we don't eat that, but it's possible in those days to eat them from the Torah. Tzipoides kramim. That's an oif shemotzu ben dekolim habechurim. That's a bird that is common between the kolim that are bechurim, the fresh ones, new ones, bein chaya, bein meso kol shuhu. Is whether alive. Rabbi Yehuda says that the chogov, whether live or whether dead, any amount. You make a healing for this to become opened up and to become smart. Chog of chai tomi kol shehu. Even if you take out a living chog of chai tomi kol shehu. That it's also Tanakama Sovar Tome in Matsnin Aislatinik, that a Tome you don't hide it, you don't put it with a child, Duma Maiz Vachalai, and he might eat it. Ben Loch Kerab Yehuda, but if you take out a Meitzu Chog of Chai, is not Chayiv by Kol Shuhu, if it is a Tome, only if it's a Toher would be a Kol Shuhu, but not by a Tome. Halacha de Rabbi Yehuda. This completes the ninth chapter of Masechta Shabbos.